I don't think I've had Domino's since I lived in Hamilton.
That was OTT, eh? We always had one egg menu. One egg. When is daylight savings?
It's this weekend.
Is it?
Pretty sure it's this weekend.
Oh, it's the rice is more dangerous than the fish, they reckon. What's your favourite Easter egg?
Oh.
You're listening to the Pepper and Me podcast, Around the Dinner Table with Cherie, Cam and Lorne, where we chat all things food and business.
Morena, welcome to Around the Dinner Table podcast.
It's totally the afternoon. In real life. And what if that's okay.
I said you go.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome back. To Around the Dinner Table.
How have you been going?
Great.
Yeah, what you been eating? Domino's?
Domino's. How did you know?
Because you put it on the work card.
Yes, Pepper's birthday. I actually put it on the list to talk about.
And that's not a work expense, but.
It is. Excuse me, who do you think this whole company was founded around? It's literally called Pepper and Me. You can't supply food for your 8th birthday. What kind of culture are you providing?
The one that survived. What was it like? What do you reckon?
Well, I wouldn't have had Domino's in a long, long, long time. They don't even deliver to my house.
No.
They never delivered to my old house
either. I don't think I've had Domino's since I lived in Hamilton.
Yeah, okay, so they had a cheese volcano.
A what?
A cheese volcano, new cheese volcano. It's like a small pizza
base. Oh my goodness, but it's like...
with high sides and filled with that like orange burger cheese.
Wow.
Lots of cheeses. I think it was supposed to be for you to dip your chips in.
Right.
Maybe, but obviously by the time you get it to your house, it's kind of congealed and like
it's really
firm.
It's really inventive, right? I do have to appreciate how like the Domino's and the Hell Pizzas and all of that manage to make all of these meals that can go through the little pizza oven conveyor belt.
Yeah.
You
like,
know,
what
like.
Can I put? On a what could I make
like
with
those,
cheese and bread?
The little lava mud cakey little things that go through the little pizza tunnel.
They actually have on them. My friend's been telling me about the scrolls, and she really likes the scrolls.
Right.
So it's like a pepperoni cheese plait
scroll,
thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
I got some of those too. They were nice. They were nice. I don't. The pizza was
standing.
Not worth eating. But I did try a bite of the cheese volcano. It's as you'd imagine. Like
exactly
it's
as you'd
just
imagine.
It's just filthy, but you know.
Fair enough.
It's tastes nice. They've also got like triple cheese bites on their menu, and God, it's really quite varied, isn't it? Oh, I did. You know what? I did have Domino's because we got that pizza in the box for the kids. I didn't have it though. The single box.
Oh yeah,
$5 pizza and sides
chips.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do think that's great.
Yeah.
I went and picked that up one night, but yeah. So that was good. That was the least effort I've ever put into a birthday party.
Yeah.
In my life, I'd made an error though.
Oh.
I made a big error. I thought I put on the invites 1:30 till 4.
Oh.
So that's 2.5 hours. I was like, perfect.
Uh-huh.
That's probably as long as it needed
to be. Needed to be?
Yeah. But I put 1 till 4:30.
1 till 4:30, so it was 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. Far too long. Like,
that extra hour just wrecked you?
I wasn't feeling well. And then, like, I was like, oh, I'll just have a little rest. To 1, and then everyone was already arriving. I was like, oh my God, this is hectic. And because it was on Easter weekend, I thought everyone would be away. So she took, I said she could invite 6 friends.
But she took like 20 pieces of paper?
We printed 20 invites out, and she took them all out and gave them all out. And most of the 20 kids came into the pool, which was good. The pool was good. It was a lot of children to keep eyes on, but I didn't really have to do anything. And then, yeah, pizza, cake.
And then
that, it would have been good if it was wound up then, but then they got onto all the toys and the slime came out. And running through all the rooms in the house and on the front lawn, and everyone started crying, and it was just too much. So
we had Marley's first birthday on, was it Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about the food in a minute, but the kids like hyped up on Easter eggs with their cousins and friends and stuff, and we were all like chilling out. Finally, like, you know, not waiting for people to go home, but people were starting to go home and they pulled out the Play-Doh.
Oh,
and I reckon
no.
Abel knew that he could get away with doing what he wouldn't normally be allowed to do because there was all of his cousins there and he was having heaps of fun. But he's got this little Play-Doh pizza set, which is
quite
cool.
Had it out. I saw them
really cool.
Had it out.
But it's got a little mini Play-Doh grater.
Yes, I saw that.
And he is like, he's not allowed to touch that because. Can you imagine what happens when you grate Play-Doh?
Well, I literally was sitting there looking at it and going, "Oh, this is bold. This is a bold choice from Play-Doh."
And
because it's like a little wood fire pizza oven set,
it's really cool. And it's got a little barbecue grilly thing that actually somehow like puts black lines on the Play-Doh when you stamp it in there. So it's actually quite cool. It must have like a little ink pad or something. I don't know. I have no clue actually how it works. I'll have to.
But the grater.
But the grater. So he sits there grating the Play-Doh cheese. And so when we finally come time to clean up, like I didn't do anything about it. All of us saw it and looked at it and went, not my problem yet. We'll deal with that later. And then our vacuum cleaner broke.
Oh.
So we had all of this Play-Doh that had half been stamped into the little tiny grated up flakes of Play-Doh from his little pizza set grated into the thing. So yeah, first year old birthday party, which is more of a birthday party for the 4 year old, went really well.
Mm. Yes, it was good.
We've got lots of birthdays in a really condensed amount of time.
Yeah, there's way too many. Like there was one every day over Easter. It was Marley. I had two of my friends, Jess and Michelle, Bam Bam.
Dad's on the second.
Pepper.
You're on the fourth?
On the fourth, yeah. And then Abel's is in like a week, isn't it?
Another couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah, too many. Too much going on.
Lots of birthdays.
This month is no good for me. It's just so overwhelming.
You've got lots on.
I've got so much on. I hate it. Yeah.
If you're in Christchurch, hopefully this podcast comes out tomorrow and you can go to the Christchurch food show.
Yes, I'm going to be at Christchurch. Tomorrow. I'm flying. I've booked a 6 a.m. flight, which is dumb. Rocky. I don't know why I do stuff like that, because I think our 6 a.m. is fine. I did this literally when I was supposed to go to Christchurch 3 weeks ago, and I'm like, the thing is, you actually have to get up at 4:30 a.m.
At least, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I've done that. It's not a good choice from me. There's nothing to do at the airport at 5 a.m. It's not going to be fun, actually, at all. No.
It's okay.
Yeah, so we'll go to Christchurch, go to the Christchurch food show, fly back Sunday. We're going to have a few big days at work next week. We've got to sort out the whole month, really.
Yep.
We've got some new staff. We've got new staff starting next week or the week after?
Yeah, hopefully next week.
Hopefully next week. And then I'm flying to a wedding, or another early flight, 6 a.m. next Thursday to Auckland, to Queenstown.
To a wedding.
To drive over to Wanaka to a wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, who does their who plans a wedding in Wanaka?
Like people who are from Wanaka.
They will live in Wanaka.
Well, they were from their families, born and bred in Wanaka. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, it's quite a nice place for a wedding.
Yeah, stunning, but it's a bit of a mission to get people there.
No, I wish I almost wish I had a few more days down there.
Yep.
But I got to get back. I've got the kids. Another birthday, and then I've got big meetings in Auckland.
The week after.
Week after.
Yeah.
And then I'll fly to Wellington.
To Wellington.
Yeah. I know, I'm tired just thinking about it.
Okay, well.
Then it's school holidays.
Oh, and then you'll be off work for another blooming week and a half because of school holidays.
Yep, and then I booked a trip to Fiji just after the school holidays with the kids. So they're not going to school for about a year.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I know, it's going to be fun. So I'm just not going to be around much.
No. Anyway, talking about food, nailed the pork header for Marley's birthday. I was stoked with that. That was probably the biggest roll of pork belly that I've ever done. It was huge. I think it was like literally I had to squish it up to fit it in my fridge.
It was very big belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talked about it a million times, so I don't really care. But I think I've found the best hack for leftover pork belly meat that's done like that is sweet and sour pork.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, sweet and sour sauce. So and not sweet crispy. And sour pork. You don't crisp it.
Yeah, I deep fry it, but because it's already cooked. You can just like really quickly deep fry it. You don't have to worry about like.
So do you do like the batter?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
So you've got cooked pork and you just chuck a bit of gochujang, gotcha good, and a bit of corn flour, cornstarch, or whatever it is. Make your little battery paste and stuff. And you can just fry it off really quickly and chuck it into your sauce.
Yeah.
And because it's pre-cooked, you're not like.
Worrying if the pork's cooked.
Yeah, you're not worrying about anything.
Wow, that's very rich.
Super tasty.
Dish.
It's so yum.
Pork belly, deep fried, battered.
Yeah. 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 Sweet and sour sauce, rice. Yep. Okay. Delicious. It's nailed it. Done it like two or three times now.
Nice.
That's got to be one of my favourite Chinese like takeaway meals.
Sweet and sour pork. I quite like a lemon chicken.
Ah, yep.
Yeah.
Lemon chicken's good. Yep.
Yeah, I do like
it. Actually, you've made that a couple of times, haven't you?
I've
made it once. Oh, you normally do the honey butter chicken.
Oh, the honey butter chicken is amazing.
It's
that's
naughty.
Yummy, that one. That's really yummy. Yeah, it's not a takeaway as you get, though. I don't know why. I think maybe because it's usually a buffet, and you know how I feel about buffets.
I love them.
I know. And we've talked about this before, like cramming all the food into the containers.
Smooshing it down.
Just like gives me, it's just a,
does that give you throwbacks to the
smooshing as much food as you can in that container.
So the teen eye shops.
Yes.
Where we used to go.
Yes.
So good.
Just crush as much food into your container.
Such a good takeaways.
It's interesting. I just never really have it. It's just, I'm a big fan
fried
of
fried rice.
Pizza. I don't really like fried rice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What's your favourite Easter egg?
Oh.
Because they've really ramped up the selection this year.
Last year,
but this year I'm like, oh my God. Like, you're seeing the standard Cadbury's.
Yep.
With added extra, so there's always the minis and then the bigs.
Yep.
They are quite clever though, because all the eggs,
exactly
all the eggs
same.
Are exactly the same with
and they
added
just chuck
like
in
five
like,
or six minis over the rice.
And they don't even put the. They used to put them inside the egg.
No, they don't.
But they don't do that. Oh, they probably haven't
really
done that for a few years.
Streamlined.
They've nailed it.
Their eggs though. I was like, that's very clever. They've taken up all the shelf space.
Yep.
For one freaking hollow egg, and then you just add your minis in.
Yep, yep.
Yes.
So they could be making them for months and months and months.
But there's Kinder eggs, and not just one sort, like five
sorts.
Those
Kinder eggs are my favourite. The little bunny things. The little...
I had mini white ones.
It's made out of the same, so you've got the milk chocolate on the inside, or the white chocolate and the milk chocolate. So it's the same, but they're little bunny rabbits, and they only come out. They're so good.
See those.
That's my favourite.
And then there's Kinder Bueno eggs, which are lovely.
Yeah.
And there's Ferrero Rocher.
Yep,
white,
always
darks,
good.
All sorts of eggs. So many. And then there was Nestle Big Bag of Mini Eggs, and they had like the Milky Bar Crisp...
okay, that's new.
Egg, Smarties egg, all in the minis.
That's
so that was
new.
A big bag of 50. That was a rare gem because
like,
even like a Smarties mini egg.
Yeah.
That was much better than the Cadbury small mix egg, which had Turkish Delight caramello, dairy milk
and crunchy.
And I was like, that's actually average.
Standy.
That's actually super average selection.
Okay.
But the Nestle one was a rare gem. Yeah, good mini eggs in that.
I got given Bailey's ones. They come in like a tiny packet of like 9 eggs, but they were really yum. Because they kind of had that ganache sort of inside, like a lint.
Oh.
How do I explain it?
Yeah, like truffle.
Truffly
almost.
Sort of inside, and it was
ganache
Bailey's
kind of.
Sort of flavour.
Well, that was the other flavour I had. Lint eggs.
Yeah.
Massive bag.
Yeah.
Of mixed hunting eggs. So all the lint balls.
Oh,
egg shape.
But
then they'd throw in mini bunnies.
Oh,
and
that's clever.
I think is my favourite egg.
There you go.
Of Easter.
Little lint mini bunny.
Mini bunny. Tiny bunny. And the hunting eggs, and there was a little bee and a little chicken, and then like 100
huge.
Bloody lint eggs.
Yep. Yeah.
So many freaking eggs.
So many eggs.
So many eggs. So, yeah, that was OTT. Yeah. We always had one egg menu. One egg.
That's mum and dad down to a T.
No, well, everyone only had one egg.
Yeah, back in the day, I guess. Yeah.
And now. We get 100 eggs
plus,
like, 5 hunts.
Well, like, Hayley's parents got us, like, 3 little eggs each and then get Blimmin 3 for Abel, 3 for Marley. And then, like, Hayley's brother shows up and they bring it. Like,
everyone you see over Easter brings eggs. It's too much.
And we literally, so we had, like, an Easter egg hunt, you know, a couple of bags that we got as well for Hayley was going to do it on Sunday. And we didn't end up doing it because it was just too much. And there was just, so we've got... probably half of the Easter eggs unopened, still in their packets, and we just need to pack them away.
I don't know if they'll survive that.
No,
long,
well,
like,
at least for a month.
You know
or
what
something.
You could do is melt them down and make like Rocky Road or something.
fair. Abel got a fire engine monster truck.
I know, I saw that. That was quite good, actually. That took a lot of hunting.
How good is that? Like, was it like a Hot Wheels sort of Easter egg?
That was the best egg I've seen. Did you enjoy my yogurt bunny tails on the pancakes? That's good though, eh?
I enjoyed the blimmin' the pretzels and the Chex.
Yeah, that was
just
nice
made
little...
me want to go to the supermarket and buy a box of Chex and like eat them for breakfast.
That was a nice little.
It's a bit of a throwback.
Yeah, that was good. We had a nice brunch actually.
Very clever.
I made the fish cakes. I love the fish cakes. Say three.
I was
of you weren't
surprised.
Sure
it was more than 3 of us, but. But yeah, I was kind of happy I wasn't the only person going, nah, I don't love a fish cake.
Well, I did ask everyone, but Charlotte no fish for breakfast. George doesn't like smoked foods or salmon, so he was always going to be a no-go. But then everyone else, like some other people were like, that's the best breakfast I've ever had in my life, smoked fish cake.
It was a lot. I think most people could have done with like one fish cake and two eggs.
Right.
Or like two fish cakes and one egg or something. It felt like a lot.
Too much bricky.
Yeah, it was really... Oh, okay. I guess those fish cakes were quite heavy versus yeah. like a rosti or something maybe.
It's probably the same. Know.
Just rich. Very rich.
Very rich. It was quite flavoursome too.
Yeah.
Lots of capers. Anyway, it's my favourite. Delicious. Yeah, and then yeah, we had the Easter feast at your house. The roast. Was it on Sunday? Yeah.
It was Sunday, yeah.
Roast, very good. Always lots of desserts at your house.
I think, too many desserts. So I think what it is I think it's the classic, we try and do the in-between of a potluck where we mostly do everything.
Yeah, and then tell
but we don't want to tell people to not bring anything if they ask. And yeah. so I think it's the easiest thing is just
bring send a dessert. Them a recipe.
Yeah, well, we just let them do a dessert. And there was only three desserts. Only three. Yeah.
There was a chocolate trifle. That was yum.
It was delicious.
That was really nice. Yep. I've never had a chocolate trifle. Yep. That was really nice. I liked that.
There was a bowl of jelly for the kids.
Well, I like that too. Yeah. It was layered, seven yep. colours of jelly.
Yep. They stressed over that for a while, making sure it was
layered. I know. And then Hayley had this beautiful coffee. S'mores
yeah,
kind of tart. Like it was
almost chocolatey.
Chocolatey yeah. mousse and a crust. Short crust pastry situation with a whipped coffee meringue top.
It was delicious.
It was delicious, very sweet.
Yes.
Very, very sweet.
Yep.
I don't know, I don't even do dessert at my house, so maybe it was just me who's like, that's a lot.
I mean, it still was three desserts when you probably could have done with one, but it's also one extra.
Oh, and there's cupcakes too. So there was cupcakes.
Actually, yeah, there was cupcakes.
And Easter eggs.
Cupcakes and Easter. All right. So anyway, technically.
No, it's just interesting because I just never bother with a dessert.
You would do. Yeah, I guess maybe not for the kids.
Well, not at all. Like, if I do, yeah, but I will tell someone, like, the lemon posset's a nice little bite, sweet bite.
Yeah, and it doesn't leave you feeling sickly.
Yeah, very sickly. What else did we eat? I was going to do my roast. I had all the chickens and whatnot.
Oh, ready yeah, for your to weekend do roast.
A Sunday roast, and Mum and Dad arrived. But we had too many mimosas, so we decided to go to Pap House instead.
Was this on Monday? Or Saturday?
No, it was on Saturday.
It must have been Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday,
yeah.
Arvo.
Yeah.
It was a nice day, so we walked to Pap House instead and had dinner there. What else? That's about it. Oh, I went to Clarence.
Uh-huh.
For Jess's birthday on Monday.
Yeah.
For lunch. Spectacular.
Where's that?
It's where the old, you know, like, do you not know where Clarence is? Like, there's like the old post shop on Willow Street.
No.
Used to be Bar Centrale. We've been there.
Have we?
Well, I've had like staff drinks and stuff there. Maybe you didn't come.
Anyway, it was good.
Amazing. So it used to be Clarence on one side, Bar Centrale on the other, and there's like a little bit of cute boutique accommodation up top.
Right.
Oh, it was stunning. We had this house-made ricotta with fennel, honey, and fig on the flatbread. That was amazing. And then these little jamon, hamon, and cheddar croquettes.
Okay.
Oh, so nice.
So that's like the cheese sauce that you kind of like fridge up and set up and
some
then
people
fry.
Put it with mashed potato as well and like crumb and deep fry little bites.
I love them.
Like real bougie ones.
Yep.
And we had oysters, yum. We had Bavette steak, yum. We had parmes and fries, yum. Like it was just beautiful. Nice bottle of Prosecco. Very, very good. Yeah, really enjoyed it actually. I've not been there in years. Oh, well, not years. No, it would be. A year and a half, maybe? And we had dinner there. And it was a little bit more high-end, but this is probably...
Mid-level?
Yeah.
Nice.
Beautiful food. Highly recommend, actually. Love that.
Nice.
Yep. And then that was it for Easter. God, I was absolutely exhausted. I'm like, I need a holiday from
literally, I weekend. Got up on Tuesday and I was like, I feel hungover. Like, I just feel, like, wrecked.
Yeah, same. Same. We're supposed to relax.
Kids are wrecked.
I know. We're supposed to relax, and we just don't.
Marley
relax.
Slept in this morning till 7:45, which is why. But actually, I'm kind of stoked because daylight savings is changing.
Yeah, they'll naturally start.
So,
to sleep a little bit later.
So little bit of a sleep in, and then all of a sudden,
when is daylight savings?
It's this weekend.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's this weekend.
Oh, that'll be nice for me because it is black. It's like
pitch black.
Pitch black when I get up at 6. I have to drag the kids out of bed.
Yep.
Bloody nightmare. Yeah. No, we like had the brunch, the Easter brunch on Friday, and then we had a few mimosas, and then everyone went home.
Yeah.
And like.
So you like had a, you peaked too early and then.
Oh, I didn't even have a drink. I think I was being real good. I maybe had one.
Yeah.
And then like cleaned up. Everyone went home. Was sort of cleaned up by two. I changed the water in the spa, put the spa back on the deck. Like.
Yeah.
Changed the filters, got everything clean. Yeah. Cleaned my, I was cleaning my window. What's the thing at the bottom of the door?
Window jam?
Yeah, like the door sliding thing, you know.
Sliding, yep.
Those get filthy. I was cleaning all those, like doing all these chores. I was like, this is so boring. Like, this is what I wanted to do. Nothing.
Yep.
And then my friend Michelle was like, oh, the day I'd like turned mint.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, should I come for a swim? I was like, yeah, come back for a swim. We'll have a rosé. And then as she opened her front door, it started like, it just, these clouds just rolled in and this thunderstorm just rolled in, just started pouring down. And so everyone got soaking wet. So they arrived and we're like, oh, God, well, it's not really.
Not really a good day anymore.
Swimming. So we have a red wine and then we just got onto the red wine and then everyone had left my house earlier to be came wholesome. They're like, oh.
We'll just go back.
Should we just pop back in?
Did they just go drop the kids off and then come back?
No, like bring the kids back and we're like, oh, a bit of a drink to congratulate ourselves for being so wholesome. Good.
We were so wholesome this morning.
So wholesome this morning, yeah.
It's the afternoon now, we don't have to be wholesome.
Ramp it up.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that was good. Yeah.
Nice.
Well behaved. Anyway, it's almost weekend again. Thursday, Arvo.
It is.
It's Pepper's birthday today.
Yeah.
8th birthday. Wild.
That's insane watching those stories that you just put up. Like, it feels like it's gone so fast.
I know. It's crazy.
She's 8.
I know. I know. Man,
she's going to be driving soon.
She's such a little teenager too. Like, she really is.
Oh, I know.
She's really got an attitude now.
I was pouring a beer or something and she was like jokingly trying to grab it. And I'm like, what are you doing? This is, you're not, in my mind, I'm like, this is like a 4-year-old trying to have a drink.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's, just getting cheeky and older.
Yeah, like, but she just loves food, eh? Like, she just loves food. So she listens to the podcast.
Yeah, right.
And so it's her birthday today. She's with Shannon tonight. And she's going to go to the Indian. And she's like, oh, I might go to Umami.
Ooh.
So she's heard you recommend Umami.
Oh, she's going to go
to Umami tonight.
Oh, how good.
I know. Funny. And then I hear, when we go for breakfast, so she's been trying to order eggs, Benny. And I'm like, I'm not paying $28 for breakfast. Like, you can have poached eggs.
Yeah.
And I get
you go to Pearl and get the mini Benny.
Yes, yes, I do that, and they do a half one at Pap House. But she heard me talking about it once, how if you ask for hollandaise on the side, you get more hollandaise. So she asked for it on the side.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she'll even ask me. She'll be like, 2 eggs poached with hollandaise on the side.
On the side?
I'm like, it took me a while to realise what she was doing, and I was like, is that because you heard me say
that
you get more if you ask for it on the side? I'm like, oh, my God, that girl does not miss a trick.
Good day,
yeah,
honestly.
She loves food. She's just the biggest little foodie.
Yeah.
So into it.
So cool.
It is cool.
Abel's diet at the moment is Marmite on toast and meagering noodles. Like,
he was the best eater.
He was
eater.
So good. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what's happened. I think they just get loaded up at kindy and then don't have any appetite when they get home for dinner.
Yeah, I don't know. They just go through phases, right? But Kit's still horrifically bad.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to talk about Campbell reckoned yesterday. You know how eating raw chicken, you used to think you get sick if you eat raw chicken?
Yeah.
And then there's this guy on TikTok who's been eating raw chicken every day till he gets sick, and he's just not getting sick. And he's just, like, literally taking bites out of raw chicken. But that's quite – if you eat raw chicken, it's not going to make you sick unless the chicken has the bacteria already growing in it.
Yeah.
So he's right. You're probably not going to get sick.
If it's super fresh chicken and all good.
It's fresh chicken.
Yeah.
So
– but still yuck.
Quite interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
So, like, there was an article in the Herald about how long you should store your leftovers for the other day. Mm-hmm. And then I saw, so rice is really dangerous.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. But then there's this really cool brand talking about, like, reusing your, like, lots of cool people doing, like, reuse your food waste.
Yes.
Like, different ways, different recipes with food scraps and stuff like that. Like, pop your parmesan and onions in your soup or put grate your leftover veggies or make a stock with all your veggie scraps. Yeah. But there was some leftover, I think arancini or something, and they were, oh no, leftover risotto. And he's like, this is a week old, we're going to make arancini with it. I was like, don't do it.
Not the rice.
Hey, though, but you, leftovers, how long would you keep leftovers in the fridge for?
A couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I'll push it if I want to eat it.
Yeah.
But you really shouldn't with rice. And I don't think they should be advertising reusing your rice a week later. Like, it's so dangerous.
Like, next day, if it's being cooked and then fridge straight away and you're going to cook it again, like, next. But sushi's supposed to be really bad. Well, sushi.
It's because of the rice.
And because it's often left out at, like, room temperature, not properly chilled.
Yeah. Well, when you're leaving something out, so say you cooked your hot rice and then you leave it on a tray to cool out on the bench for three,
perfect,
4 hours, that's when your bacteria
comes. Perfect time for bacteria
to
grow.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's the rice is more dangerous than the fish, they reckon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But fish just stinks. How, what about, like, freezer stuff? Like, will you leave something in a freezer for 6 months and then still cook it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. 100% yes. Yeah.
We had something, we had, like, a leg of lamb that was, like, a year and a half past its best before.
Is it, like, vac sealed, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're fine.
We threw it out.
Oh, did you?
While we were clearing out the freezer of mess because the freezer just was like a black hole. And so we were like, okay, well, that can go out. But, yeah.
Soup's a really good way to use up your veggies, or your veggies go floppy at the end of the week or whatever. You just chuck them all into a big soup, some stock, some onions, some garlic.
You use it heaps with like
Moroccan paste and blend them up.
Whatchamacallit, it's your sort of quiche-y sort of situation.
Yeah, I do. I like the quiche because I love eating quiche. It's probably my favourite.
Yeah. Oh, and it's great for sort of catering here as well for 10, 12 people.
Oh, and it's so quick.
It's easy, quick.
Yeah, I do like that, the fridge clear-up quiche. Mm. But, yeah, soup's another really good one. But, yeah, you'd be very, very careful with rice. And they reckon every hour that something's left on the bench, you lose a day off the life of it. So, so you actually have, I think it's 5 days for cooked chicken in your fridge.
But if it's out for 2 hours whilst you're eating it.
But if it's out for 2 hours, it's 3 days. So
interesting.
Same with fish. If
fridge
you catch fish and it's not chilled properly, or it's in your chop of your chili bin or something, and then, you lose a day per hour. So that's an interesting rule of thumb. But, yeah, it was always 5 days. So when we used to do cafes or whatever, anything like we made would be 5 days.
5 days.
But that was chilled straight away. Always chilled very quickly.
Standards are a bit better at a cafe than at home.
Well, yeah, but then when they push, you know, like 5 days is a long time.
It's a long time
for a cooked
even like
piece
a
of chicken.
Woman, 2 days, you'd be thinking.
No, but it's fine as long as it's chilled. Anyway, don't turn your week old rice into
arancini balls.
Arancini balls.
Right, don't even leave rice for 2 weeks.
No, it's like, all right, well. We might. Oh, no, we should have time to do a podcast next week, eh? Yep. I'm looking forward to doing this Christchurch food show. We've never done a Christchurch food show. I'm going to go straight to Dimitri's for dinner tomorrow. Did you go there? You've been there, right?
Yep.
Oh, I'm excited. I hope I'm not, like, overhyped it.
No.
Dimitri's souvlaki.
Souvlaki at Riverside.
Yeah, I can't wait. I actually should have asked where else we should, what else we should try while we're down there. I can't remember. I haven't been there in ages.
I haven't been there in ages either, year and a half or something.
I'll have
good
to
though.
Put it
we
out.
We really
there.
Enjoyed Christchurch.
I'm really looking forward to the food show, just seeing who's at the food show,
yep.
If there's any cool little brands down there.
Yep.
They have cool businesses down there, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be nice. Looking forward to meeting lots of people down there.
Cool.
I'll have to ask about the restaurants.
Will do.
I'll see if there's anything else on my list. I don't think there was. I didn't have much.
You following any cool Instagram accounts? Or
yes. I watched one last night. I watched this older couple, mm-hmm. We've already talked about this, do the Tauroa Trail.
Oh, yes.
And they blogged the whole trail. I think it was called Free Roaming Kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
Free Wheeling Kiwi, Sharon Evans, and they're actually just gone to climb to Everest Base Camp. And they look like sort of 60s.
Yep.
60s-ish couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a daily vlog of the Tauroa, which I really enjoyed. I just, like, because I watched that whole one of the trail of
PCB
trail.
Yep.
And the Te Araroa was quite different because obviously you walk through loads of like towns.
Yes.
So
a lot,
you're
a lot
of the time
road.
You could stay in people's, and then there must be like people's houses who will come and pick you up and you stay at their house. So you probably only tenting half the time and also dock cabins the
dock
whole
cabins.
Way.
Yep.
So
if
you're maybe tenting like
stuff.
A third of the time maybe. And then dock cabins, and then so that sounds quite doable. Like I quite like that.
I reckon it'll be one of those cool things to tick off over a couple of years. You know, go do a week, start, go to a week,
and then keep going,
and then you know, in another 6 months to another,
another week.
Like that kind of. I mean, that just feels more attainable rather
it
than
it does. So they did 136 days, I think,
so
which is a
4 months
decent chunk of the year, and they walked pretty much every day, 20 to 30 kilometers,
yep.
which is. A haul.
Oh, you go through shoes.
Like
they went through four pairs of shoes each. Isn't that amazing?
Pretty wild.
They weren't wearing camping shoes, though. They were wearing sneakers, which I found quite interesting because they don't really need to wear. And they said they were wet like the entire time because of rain and streams.
And streams and stuff.
So the trail runners
way lighter, lighter as well for your body.
Yeah.
It's all about saving weight.
And so even the meals, they're like just light food. Like they couldn't carry much fresh food because it was too heavy and... I'm really fascinated by it. I just like want to be that sort of person. I'm just not a wholesome.
Do you reckon we should look into do like freeze dried meals? You know how we do the meal in the bags. Like, what about freeze dried meals? What about like camping meals?
Well, those are camping meals. What we did, like, those would be perfect for on the trail, like, because they're super light and you just put them in a pot with water.
Yeah, I know, but like.
You mean freeze drying
actual stuff, yeah.
That's so much admin.
And like backpacking them into the bags that you can pour water into the bags, like the foil bags.
Yeah, in the foil bags.
Like proper camping.
Oh, I'm actually busy right now, but maybe another day.
Be interesting, eh?
I have just been going through, there's lots of packaging for those meal bags actually, so we'll probably use some up, I think. Definitely do some lentil curry and... I should send some to those people. They're in Nepal, but when they get back. I reckon they might like it. Because some of the stuff they look like, they eat, obviously it's like packed with the nutrients that they need, which I wouldn't know what nutrients are in ours. But it's just a wholesome, delicious meal. But the food they're eating looks yucky.
The reason that I was going down that track is because I saw like the process for making dog food. And like freeze drying like livers stuff to blend up into dog gravy.
Which is like
a powder that you'd mix over, like, you know, you could mix with water.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of money in that.
Yes.
Like they sell like, so you can buy little jars of dog gravy for like $30.
Wow.
You use like a teaspoon of the gravy and like a couple of teaspoons of water.
Freeze dried organs and stuff.
Yeah.
Mmm. Smart.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, surely it wouldn't take much to. I don't know, like, but I would have thought, maybe livers are expensive or something like that, but would it not be, like, you go to a butcher or something and just be like, I'll just, like, when you've got extra livers that aren't being sold, like, flick them off to me for cheap and I'll freeze dry them. You know what I mean? Like, can you do that with fresh meat? Or would you have to buy it? I don't know. Because I would have thought that livers would be, like, wasted.
Well, maybe not.
I don't know.
Like, chicken livers is quite popular.
Right.
Organic, good quality chicken livers. Like, there's a huge difference between quality chicken liver and a rubbish chicken liver for pate.
Yep. But surely most of the time it would just go to waste, wouldn't it?
What about beef liver? I don't know the answer to that.
Interesting.
Offal's very cool now. Like, a lot more people are eating offal for sure. Like, kidney, you know, even beef cheek, but everything. That's not really offal, is it? But
not really, but yeah.
Like, yeah, there's probably a market for it for sure. I wonder if it's going into pet food already.
Possibly is, probably, actually. Mm. Yeah, it probably is. You'd hope so anyway.
All right.
Anyway, we better wrap it up.
Long yarns. Okay. But, well, I'll see you soon. Subscription boxes are going to be online.
By the time you
listen to this podcast, it's going to be a few days. So keep an eye out. Be the first to sign up for the first subscription box. It is an absolute banger. This one's going to be...
So I'm excited. Very excited about it. This.
Me too. I really want you guys all on board. It's going to be great value, delicious flavors. Yeah, jump on and support us with it. Great. Hey, you need to make a discount code for the podcast.
Oh, it's still actually Shree Sucks.
Is it still up there?
It's still live.
Shree Sucks. There you go, because people have been asking.
I don't know what the discount is anymore, but yeah, Shree Sucks.
Oh, and then a couple of people have been giving me nice feedback on the Blender podcast, which is really good. Everyone's saying, I think we're going to pull pin on it because I just feel like it's unfair on my children, actually, to be talking about them in a personal or personality capacity.
Yeah.
That's where my thoughts have been going with it, because I listened to the second one and I was like, I didn't even use their names, but obviously because people know me, they know who my kids are.
Absolutely.
And it's not fair that information is out there about them. I don't think, like, that's their personal information about their personality that is maybe, Yeah, I think if I was anonymous and I was just a random person starting a podcast and no one knew who my kids were, it would be way easier and way different.
But could you do the podcast without talking about them?
That was our next point. We wondered if there's enough in the podcast if we'd stop talking about the kids. But majority of the situations that we come up against include the kids. In some way, shape or form, might be like just different situations or scenarios or how we're feeling. There's enough for a bit of a podcast, but there's not enough for a long-standing weekly podcast, I don't think.
Okay. You can do a short series. Do a 10-bit series and see where you land, or do a couple more and try and keep the kids out of it and see.
Yeah, maybe.
I think you should keep the routine of recording, even if you don't release.
Right, yeah. And just doing it is our personal theory.
Anyway, okay. I've got to get out of here. All right, okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye, have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pepper and Me podcast, guys. Make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're interested in any of the products that we're talking about, you'll find us at pepperandme.co.nz.